Okay, and we're coming back in to the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we've been reading some really gruesome stuff there, that organ harvesting and the extreme, insane left and the social media, what they're aiming for. But anyway, we have a caller, Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Okay, sorry, he dropped me. Okay. The line dropped from there. Hello, okay, we got Mike there in Kentucky, yeah? Hello?
Yeah, man upon the soil in the land of Kentucky.
Haven't heard your voice for a while, yes. You've been hibernating, have you?
Not really. I'm, you know, having all kinds of fun.
Oh, well, you must be making money.
Thing, I've tried to you just mentioned John Whitehead. I've tried to contact him at the Rutherford Institute over some of the shenanigans that I've been going on uh-huh. with here for 22 years. The latest fun is the National Religious Broadcasters voicemail got hacked on the weekend of the 9th, and I came into work, and I had mm-hmm. a call from them from the future.
A call from who? John Whitehead. Do you know Whitehead?
No, I got a call from the National Religious Broadcasters Association the 9th, and it was from the future. I came in and sat down. I was going through my caller ID, and it was a 202 area code, and I thought it was from Friday where I'd been out of the office. Turns out it was from 1:37 in the afternoon from the future. And then Monday I get my video
You're kidding.
No.
Well, who was on the line and what did they say from the future then?
Well, what happened was it was their entire voicemail system had gotten hacked. I had left mm-hmm. a voicemail for them way back in January when they were talking about suing social media giants like Twitter and Facebook for censoring conservatives. And so I tried to join on their webpage, and I tried to join as my local station and as an individual. When I hit submit, it didn't take the form. So I called and left them a voicemail message. And so that was 5 months go by, and I sat down here on a Sunday morning, and I noticed I've got a call from them. And I thought initially it was from Friday because I couldn't believe they'd be calling from the future, and then I noticed the date. So mm-hmm. I called their number back, the 202, whatever area code is for Washington, D.C., and I get mm-hmm. this voicemail for 615 area code, which is Nashville, and some woman's voice comes on, and I said, I got a call from you guys, and, you know, you never return my call from January, so I just thought I'd let you know it doesn't make sense because it shows a time from this afternoon, and here it is 10 o'clock in the morning. So I call mm-hmm. them back on Monday. And I had taken a videotape of the caller ID and the phone just to make sure it was, you know, showing that it was from two different sources. And I get this youngster who's kind of an IGN. He sounds like he's a young fellow. And he's intrigued by this. And he goes, well, let me give you the chief operating officer's phone number. And, hey, while I'm talking to him, he gets this text. They sent out a system-wide text to everybody that, hey, our voicemail's been hacked, and we're working mm-hmm. with Comcast to try to figure it out. So later that day, I get on Google, and I type in voicemail hacked, and boom, up pops a Mashable article from back in November. This is the technique for hacking an entire organization's emails. And what you do is you go and pretend that you're trying to log into somebody's email because they publish all these emails, right? And there's always mm-hmm. people that get fired or they leave, you know, and they retire, and their email sits there in the organization's email list and it waiting to be whatever, deleted or dealt with. So you can go through an organization like this, try to log into their email, and it pops up. Obviously, you don't know their email password, so you say, lost my email, and it will send mm-hmm. a reset code out to their mm-hmm. voicemail. And then once you hack into their voicemail, if you've done this across the organization, you'll find several emails that you can log in then and masquerade as somebody in that organization, and you'll get all their internal emails.
Would you say, is this a version of electronic predictive programming?
No, I think it's an attempt to hack the next election by infiltrating conservative organizations.
Oh, yeah, they intend doing that anyway. Well, I don't know if anybody can explain to me why Trump has put nobody in charge, and have to be a very selected person, of vote reform and voter ID and voting machines. And he's now almost three years in, or 2.5 years in. It's a bit late to do it now.
Well, you know, you're talking about the organ harvesting thing,
Mm-hmm.
Every family, you've probably got yourself a cousin or two that's done these stupid databases, the 23andMe, the Ancestry.com, and they do it for narcissistic reasons. They want to get, you know, I want to find out if I'm part Irish or part Native American or whatever, and it's basically genetic astrology. There was a scientist last year that called it that. This is nothing but genetic astrology, and so you're sending off your DNA, and they're getting all this personal medical information about you, and it turns out they can apply that to your family, and people are doing this, don't care about their...
Well, that's been logged into the big NSA operation in Utah, and it's part of the... So that's so stupid to do that. It is absolutely crass.
You can't talk anybody into not doing it that wants to do it. They do it anyway. I mean, I try to tell people not to do this, and I've given them some examples. Like, I ran into this guy who had done a whole bunch of them, and one of them said he was part Native American. So he went off and did one of these that specializes in Native American, determining what tribe you're in from, you know, original nations, Cherokee or whatever, you name it, Mi'kmaq, Mohawk, whatever. Turns out they said, you don't have any DNA from... So he's given away his entire genome to these companies. And then, lo and behold, right after I tell him this, you know, or I tell him, I said, man, I don't see why you did that, because all of this stuff is now information in a huge database that's probably going to get hacked. 23andMe,
on one of the stories, it's on the list today, if I get to it, the Burning Man hippie commune thing that's coming up soon, the police said they're going to drug test everybody there. That's a DNA collection operation.
Yeah, they're going to DNA collect everybody there. Cheek swabs. I mean, you walk by a van, and they decide they're going to cheek swab you. Just walking down the sidewalk, and you refuse, you get arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, what has happened to this country and the world that people are allowing this to happen? I mean,
well, they're allowing 100. We're past 10 different revolutions that Thomas Jefferson said would be relevant to have revolutions over if the state encroaches on your liberties to the extent it has. And he said, even in a well-run society, 25 years, every 25 years, some sort of revolution, be it political or real revolution, would be necessary to maintain society in a libertarian society. So there we are. It's shocking.
Joe Biden actually said that they were going to have a physical revolution against whatever conservatives and Trumpers this week. But I think they're going to lose because a bunch of them are so anti-firearms they probably couldn't hit the side of a barn.
No, I'll tell you, I understand the gun issue completely, but Biden is a vile creature. I mean, absolutely revolting. Hillary Clinton in the trousers, basically. But although he hasn't got the brain power. Clinton is a fiendishly clever demon, and that's an accurate description of her.
It's been a couple of years ago they hacked the 23andMe database. I'm pretty sure. After they found that serial killer out there in California using crime scene evidence, they found like 12 of his family members, and by process of elimination, they figured it out. It was a retired cop. I can't remember the name of the killer, but, you know, he was called the something killer. But the thing is that information is money, and when you have all these eggs in one basket like this, it's going to get hacked. It may even be an inside job. You know, they can hire some duped hacker.
These people sending away their DNA, there are going to be a lot of family disputes when they find out son number two is not a son. It's a result from an affair the mother had with someone else. All that kind of stuff's going to come out as well.
Well, it's pretty much madness because, what's his name, Elon Musk is trying to launch some crazy amount, 12,000 satellites, into the
20,000.
Lower Van Allen.
No.
Well,
20,000.
He's just one side of it. Elon Musk is just one company. Mm-hmm. He's actually asked the FCC for a waiver on their spectrum warehousing so he won't have to launch 60 satellites a month. That's his calculation based on their regulations. Mm-hmm. He wants two different swarms, one at 200 and some miles and one at 900 miles. Well, that puts it into the lower Van Allen belts. Mm-hmm. And that many launches would have to do serious damage to the ozone layer, not counting what China's doing with all their styrofoam manufacturing. But all these directed energy weapons, if your organs happen to match those of a billionaire and you're carrying around one of these software-defined radios, what's to say they couldn't hack that to fry your midbrain? Oh, he got early-onset Alzheimer's. Here's a trust form. If you'll sign his organs over, we'll pay for his family. You know, his family will be taken care of. But this billionaire this billionaire needs his organs. You know, behind the scenes, they can justify about anything under eminent domain. Oh, we can collect more taxes by keeping this billionaire alive, so eminent domain, we're taking your kidneys. Right?
Oh, yeah. The fact that there's been no law reform in America to get rid of laws that are out of date and or laws that are encroaching on freedoms, there's nothing going on there. And the scum in Washington and the Senate of most of the states and the Congresses, they don't represent the people. They're in there. Most of them go in there, we now discover, and have signed a Pledge of Allegiance to Israel.
Well, Sam Wheeler, the previous FCC director, who personally attacked me and my operation in this little podunk town of Moorhead, Kentucky. It's the same town of Kim Davis, all right? We're targeted. Mm-hmm. This town is targeted. I've tried to maintain a low profile. I'm thinking, you know, under the idea that our town does not need another national scandal like it did with what happened with Kim Davis, and I've kind of let it go. But, you know, Sam Wheeler apparently paid $900,000 to at least Obama, and I probably he bet on Romney, too, whoever was running against Obama. I can't remember. I think it was Mitt Romney, wasn't it? So he probably did campaign contributions to both campaigns wanting that FCC chairmanship. And who knows where that money came from, since he's a big industry lobbyist, and that's one of the first things that they made sure they did was start clearing out all the spectrum for 5G. And everything above, I think, the 600 megahertz range is just, I mean, open season. The big satellite dishes that people still use all around the world, they want to take 100 megahertz of that channel, which is, I think, in the 11-point-something gigahertz band. They want to take 100 megahertz out of that. Guess where it's not going to be deployed? I bet you know. Where is 5G not going to be deployed?
Oh,
in
probably,
Israel.
Yeah.
They developed it in their cell phones from the 600 to the 1 gigahertz range in the normal cell phone channels. They are limited by law to 40 megahertz, so it cannot go to 5G. But the satellites can. So, I mean, satellites will be everywhere. There's no escape in this grid. There's no Pitcairn Island. So if people don't get their butts in gear and start fighting this, it's coming, and they don't care what it does to our health or the birds and the bees or the flowers and the trees. They don't care. They're blinded by their greed.
Go away. Well, I met an outstanding guy, and he's part of the Patriot Movement in Britain, Mark Steele, and he's an electronics engineer and inventor. But if you go on to YouTube and look at any of Mark Steele's interviews, there's 5, 10, and 15 hour and a quarter ones, you will be shocked at the damage that 5G is doing. They have the LED lighting connected to it in Gateshead in Newcastle. They tried to jail him on a tiny technicality for swearing at a councillor when he was telling them to knock it off. And he won that case. And the people I'm involved with and UK column on that have done sterling work. And a guy called Ian Crane has fought that battle. And he's the same guy fighting the battle with a guy called John Smith, who has been through a common law court, has activated a real common law court, and got stood down under the common law.
How did he get him to arraign a common law court?
He did it. He pulled it off. And it does exist. It's just been in dormant up to now. But the court that these people who put together a GC math, literally a cure, and it's illegal to say that, of course, in Britain, for cancer. They had treated 9,000 people. And even people with stage 4 cancer recovered, right? Recovered.
I looked that up. There's so much disinformation about that, it's hard to find the truth because the government...
Well, go on to Humanity versus Insanity, or UK column, and you'll see the interviews with Ian Crane, with Lynn Tyre and David Noakes. Also, Jim O'Doherty interviewed David Noakes on our program there a few weeks ago. It's an hour-long interview, and he'll go through what it is about. That's probably the quickest access one. Jim O'Doherty interviewing David Noakes.
I heard an interview you did with somebody on that a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I played it. I played back part of that, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, from
that's
a YouTube video.
That's where I heard it and started researching it from, was your show.
UK column, which is an outstanding developing thing. It's been running for 8 or 10 years now. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It comes up immediately live on YouTube, but you can go on their own site, ukcolumn.org, and they're telling the truth about military matters, health matters, and this Common Purpose Brigade, who are like locusts infiltrating local government and the NHS, and they are disruptors, an organization set up by the Masons in Europe, and they are vile creatures. I've come across them here in this little town here, and a lot of them are stupid. They're not, but the key ones in Common Purpose are in their disruptors, taking over police departments. Cressida Dick, the current head of the police, Metropolitan Chief Police, small, wizened little dwarf lesbian that she is. She is a former pupil of Common Purpose, right? And they're all over the place.
I think what's going on with them, though, is that they're blinded by this, and their purpose may be to set up this as an investment bubble that they can jump off of.
Oh no! They're getting government money to run the courses, right? Brian Gerrish has done fantastic work. He's an ex naval commander, very mild mannered man, but very clever. And no, their purpose is to, in the post-democratic era, they will stand up like the Viet Cong in the wheat fields in local authorities, and they will take over. That's their plan, right?
That's
and they're
point.
Riddled. The UK is riddled with them. And
the combination of, I think, basically worshipping Mammon and the
it's satanic evil. It's just again Satanism again. It's absolutely
idolatry.
Perverse in every way you can possibly imagine. But there you are. It's that bad, and it's in the NHS. And I had a long conversation at AV10 with a young woman, Janet, who has an autistic son, and they purposely made her son autistic with double injections. He was fine so many years ago, but her father had a rare blood group, and he went in with minor ailments to hospital, and he got progressively worse and worse and worse and died. And, of course, they harvested his organs. That's what they were
apparently,
after in the hospital.
Apparently, though, it's so sad that in America that our agencies can be hijacked so cheaply. The story I read about Sam Wheeler, like I said, he...
Well 60 years, you have to remember that 60 years, three generations of them went into this. The 1939 Cancer Act, for God's sake, that was basically run by Big Pharma. Then, and that was 1939.
A couple of million bucks, apparently, and industry lobbies behind you, and you can bet on both the final candidates on the left and the right, be it Mitt Romney or Obama. You just give a $900,000 contribution to either campaign, and you're the FCC chairman. It's so cheap.
And they're merged into the military industrial complex as well. But anyway, we go to the break, and okay, stay in touch, and. If you have anything interesting, give us a call, yeah?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, take care. And we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first break of the second hour, we've been talking there to Mike in Kentucky, very animated and including guy, and it's all over this multiple attack on decency and society in touch. It's, as I say to somebody again later on, it's just this is the book of Revelation, the end times. I would have laughed at that 2 years ago, but just it's literally all there. But four stories in a row now about LGBT. This a video went viral from Scotland where a young student took on a teacher, a real creep of a teacher, who said there's more than two genders. And this, if you go into this title, teacher kicks student out of class for saying there are only two genders. Click that into YouTube and it'll come up immediately. And the article goes as follows. Naturally, Scotland, June 19th, 2019, LifeSite News. A teacher in Scotland kicked a student out of class after the student insisted there were only two genders, male and female. Video captured by the student on a smartphone shows the teacher lecturing the student outside the classroom for being inclusive, for not being inclusive. And this was policy he was enacting. Policy, not the law, policy. Article by Doug Mainwaring, republished in Lifestyle News. But the video, it's 2.5 minute video, and you see this young student talking absolute logic, and this teacher did not realize he was being filmed at the time and recorded. The brief video filmed by a student named Murray and supplied by the Archbishop Kramer blog shows the teacher becoming increasingly annoyed by Murray, who calmly keeps insisting upon the binary reality of male and female human sexuality. It is not known who the teacher is or what school it took place in. Well, they will now. Why did you kick me out of class? It is not very inclusive of you, said Murray. I'm sorry, but what you were saying is not very inclusive, said Murray, teacher, and this is an inclusive school. well, includes what, murders and paedophiles they allowed in as well? Murray then asked why what he said was not inclusive. There, and that there are more than one gender, answered the teacher. That's your opinion, insisted Murray. That is my opinion, and this is a transcript I'm reading now. This is my opinion, and that is the opinion which is acceptable in this school, said the teacher, appealing to Scottish National School policy under Nicola Sturgeon, who was a vile bigot. And I think you're saying there is no such thing as anything other than male and female and not inclusive. And I'll interject here myself. About 6 months ago, I have a reference on my diaries about it. There's a BBC documentary called No More Boys and Girls. This is the BBC promoting this as well. As Murray again explains to his teacher, there are just two genders. The teacher becomes visibly annoyed, bites his lip, and turns away. The teacher then accused Murray of choosing to make an issue of this. I absolutely dropped this guy if I be beside him, this fat slob of a teacher. You had an opportunity to keep quiet. You were clearly given an opportunity not to pursue it, and you chose not to do so. This is seminar language being used here. Yea, because I think it's silly, said Murray, the student, who reiterated, it's silly to think there are more than two genders. Will you please keep that option to your own house, not in this room? Asked the increasingly flummoxed teacher. So you got to put your opinion out in class, but my opinion has to stay inside my house, countered the student. Transcription. I am not putting my opinion out. I am stating what is the National School Authority policy, declared the teacher. So policy overrides gender, see that? Biology. This is how it's screwed up now. That's not scientific whatsoever, responded Murray. Not every policy is scientific, said the teacher, now stumbling for words as he turned to walk away from the conversation. I state something I believe, and you kick me out of class for 30 minutes, said Murray. I know what you think, and I know what the authority thinks, said Murray's teacher. I know what the authority's point of view is very clear that there's no discrimination. Murray, well, if this teacher, slob, the teacher wants to get paid, he has to follow the policy line. But he's a gutless creep anyway. You have to be an utterly gutless creep of a teacher to go along with that. But Murray interrupted, insisting he wasn't being discriminatory. I'm simply saying there are two genders, male and female. I'm sorry, said the teacher, who failed to make his case against biological science, and again said Murray's statement in conflict to policy. Said that Murray's statement is that contrary to policy. The video displays an increasingly common battle between biology and politically correct transgender ideology, which is being adopted by more and more school systems in the Western world. Shocking, isn't it? This is an inclusive school, and that appears to mean there is only one opinion that is acceptable in the school, wrote one blogger who gave the name Archbishop Cramer School on the video. Okay, we'll go to the bottom now, right? And we'll continue this in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and we are just been dealing with this very good piece. Go onto YouTube and call it up, just put it aside. The title is "Watch: Teacher Kicks Student Out of Class for Saying There's Only Two Genders." It's 2.5 minutes, but it's very good. The young student puts up a very good point to this slob of a teacher who should be kicked down the street. But this is what's going on, and then four of these kind of stories related. Children's cartoon My Little Pony has now a lesbian horse couple. Isn't that interesting? And we have a picture of the rainbow color of the LGBT, which is now the dominating force in Western society, would appear. But who's writing this article? Well, the two group editors at Natural News. In a true display of our stunning and brave clown world, children's show My Little Pony has debuted a lesbian couple teaching children that lesbian horse lives matter too. Article by Tom Papas. Okay. The popular children's cartoon, both enjoyed by young children and, strangely enough, older men, called Bronies, is celebrating, that's like NAMLA, is celebrating Pride Month with LGBT horse couple in one of its final episodes as the series comes to an end later this year. And the Comic Beat reported, "At first glance, one might be tempted to assume it's a Sabrina the teenager witch situation, i.e. two adult siblings as the legal guardians of their niece, a la Aunt Hilda and Aunt Zelda." Okay, I don't know what that's about. But it soon becomes evident that Holiday and Lofty are not siblings or even in-laws, but in fact a romantic lesbian couple. In case there's any lingering doubt, Michael Vogel, a writer-producer for MLP, the man love thing, and former vice president of Development of Hasbro confirmed the relationship via Twitter. Oh my God, so the MLP. Screenshots of the episode, which has not yet aired in the United States but has already treated overseas audience, reveals images of the two female horses kissing. Okay. Apparently, the couple was first announced in 2017's children's book associated with the show, and the lesbian horse romantic relationship was confirmed by the author on Twitter. How about that? And that read more at Big League Politics. So the Disney cartoons are saying, this is an extensionist who, for the last 5 or 10 years, building in shocking sexual innuendo to children's cartoons. This is the output I have. Number three story, police snipers deployed to protect a drag queen story hour, pedophile celebration from Christian pastor. Right, I'll read that title again. J.D. Hayes, police snipers deployed to protect drag queen story hour, pedophile celebration from Christian pastor. And it shows this creature of a guy dressed as a woman, and overhead of him and five children sitting in front of him, drag queen story hour. So go on to Natural News and you'll see that. And I don't know why they're allowed to show the photo of the children, but children just laughing. I don't think it's impacting on them. But anyway, it says police recently arrested a Baptist pastor in Spokane, Washington, and threw him in jail after he refused to move across the street from the city public library during a drag queen story hour event hosted for children. Well, according to Christian News, it was the manner in which Pastor Afshin Yagchin, a New Covenant Baptist Church, was apprehended that really raised eyebrows, even more so than him having his First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble and protest denied. Very badly written up. These cops didn't merely arrest Yagchin, Yaghcin. They did so with significant on-ground presence and on nearby rooftops. The SWAT team, as the website noted, the story hour event had significant militaristic police presence, including camouflaged snipers positioned atop the roof to oversee the large crowd that stood both for and against the men dressed like women reading stories to children. According to the report, Yagchin was arrested for allegedly obstructing, this is the Baptist pastor, obstructing police officers as they confronted him. His attempts to plead his case by stating the obvious, the liberty is public property, and therefore access should not be restricted, fell on deaf ears. However, as police told him, he would have to protest from across the street. Christian News reported further that video footage of the encounter shows officers informing Yagchin that if he did not come to support the debauchery inside, literally having drag queens read to children, then he couldn't be permitted in public property. Crikey. So, they're quoting him, so I can stand right here, the pastor told the officer, according to the news report. No, you are going to need to go across the street, the cop replies. At that point, Yagchin begins to speak to a second officer and again is told to cross the street, even as he rightly asserts that the library is public property and that, and as such, he has the right to be on the premises. This is a public library, he can be heard saying. The only event there they've reserved is a private room. The rest of the library is U.S. property. I have the right of free speech whenever I want to speak. And he goes on, but apparently not. He was eventually taken into custody as snipers looked on from nearby rooftops. He has since been released, and the news, as the news site reported. And it said, if Jesus were around today, the Spokane Review newspaper reported further that about 40 officers were on hand outside the library, 40, which in and of itself to have informed the event planners as well as the library managers that there was a great deal of opposition to it. Related, U.S. Powerlifting Federation will defend transgender athlete policy in court. Good God. Photos, nearly the end of this article, photos posted to social media show what appears to be a sniper in camouflage posted atop a building near the venue. From looking at online conversations, police expected to see people armed on both sides, which resulted in a strong police presence on Saturday That's really, he said, but no civilian showed up openly carrying guns. Anna Bochak of the group 500 Mom Strong complained about the very heavy police presence, calling a little ridiculous, the paper reported. Inside the library, meanwhile, reports noted that three men dressed in drag as angels, using sheets for wigs to block out opponents, supporters tried to equate the event with God. He said, if Jesus was around today, he would be on this side, said one father who brought his son and daughter to the event. I bring the children around. And the son was in a dress. Oh, boy. Other supporters held signs that said, all hail the queens. God is love. Why do you hate? And look, a guy in a dress reading to kids, a reference to Jesus being surrounded by children. Reporters noted that is absolutely sacrilegious, taken to the nth degree. Reporters noted that about 50 kids were at the event. As some experts have noted, the left's latest effort to further undermine our traditions and debase our culture appears aimed at sexualizing our children, which frankly is just sick. And this is read more at such and such an event. Yeah. Yeah, that's Spokane, Washington. Wow. The disease is spreading like a virus. And this other one is to say that man raised by lesbians warns Americans to fight against Equality Act. Oh, the Equality Act is not equality. It's to give these perverts legality. A social conservative professor who was raised by his mom and her lesbian partner is warning Americans that the Equality Act is a Trojan horse that will nullify pro-life laws, passes in various states, and contains language that could lead to abolishment of all segregation bathrooms. Yep. I said Robert Oscar Lopez is a professor of humanities in Southwestern Baptist Theology Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. Whoa. He became most well-known for his article published in 2012 on what it was like to be raised by homosexual parents. Most recently, Lopez spoke out against the Equality Act. In this week's episode of The Van Maren Show, Lopez begins by sharing his experiences after he published his article speaking out about the dangers of growing up in a homosexual household, using the best available research at the time. Lopez explained that the high rates of suicide, sexual abuse, and dependence on government assistance in those who had been raised by a parent in a same-sex relationship. The response after it was first published was more respectful than anything. However, as it gained popularity, Lopez quickly had to switch to defense. And the last paragraph saying, the mean fringe just blackened social media and they drowned out everything. They dug up as much information about me as they could. Then they quickly went after it, doxing my family members, trying to figure out who my friends and family were. They were vicious, he said. But okay, it goes on and on and on. But this shocking LGB as an attack victim, really. Anyway, we have a caller, Jenna in Washington. Hello, Jenna.
Hello. Hi, PJ. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you? Well.
I am good. We mm-hmm. have been listening to Jim Lee do various interviews, and he is putting it out that he wants to get on all other radio interviews. Mm-hmm. He's ready. So I think you should have him on again.
Contact him. Yeah. Oh, I will do, yeah. I was trying to finish a book and he's going to do the graphics, but he got very ill. But I know he's highly respected by all the people including Dubine, who is who is an expert on the Maunder Minimum. But Dubine respects Jim Lee's work on chemtrails and geoengineering, and so that's I'm delighted to find that's the case. But we're coming up to. I'll be talking to, this week I've an agreed time to ring Deborah Tavares, who I met in Britain here. It was great to meet her her whole day at AV10, and she'll be coming on within a week or so, I hope. But she's very, very upset.
First of all, I need to say I love hearing Mike when he calls in. Mike in Kentucky, thank you for calling in. But we've been listening to Mark Steele. And, you know, we go on YouTube and we mm-hmm. saw that there was some alternative from Northern Britain.
Alternative view,
Mark Steele and his brother may have, they have some sort of background that gives us the impression that he and his brother have had some contracts in Israel, and that Mark Steele, in one of his interviews that we listened to, he brought up the Holocaust as though 5G is comparison to the Holocaust.
It will be Holocaust if it's allowed to proceed. Yeah, go ahead.
That's where we have context and information mm-hmm. among our listeners anyway that understand mm-hmm. that it's World War II has been taken in a direction where we don't have, like, the common person doesn't have all the facts to refer to those things without saying, you know, without clarifying the context of the information.
Yeah, you're right about it. You have to go through the whole thing. It takes time to go through that, and so far
for
back.
Sure.
Yeah, but so, yeah, I met Mark Steele, Levy 10, and an outstanding guy. Plus, I'm Ian Crane as well. They have fought a mighty battle to fight off a spurious court case, and it's as big an issue as the. I won't go into it now. The MC Maff, you'll see that on us as well. They're interviewing David Noakes and Lynn Tyre, who have been persecuted by the courts here and the utterly corrupt courts that are emerging now for what they are. 5G and Mark Steele. Mark Steele is an electronics engineer and inventor. He knows his stuff. He's talking professionally about and the reason he wears those dark glasses is he's protecting his eyesight from the work he does, and he said from any LED lighting in any hotel or shop. And I have an article further down the list here today. LED lighting in supermarkets in Britain is turning the milk sour. Right?
I believe it, and I have a new perspective. I was also listening to Jack Cruz talk about how the blue light affects our mitochondria, and like he has extensive interviews on YouTube as well, Dr. Jack Cruz. And, mm-hmm. We just listened to one today. And, like, the mechanism of how our physical bodies work, we didn't learn. And, you know, I'm obsessed about learning about optimum health and nutrition. So
sure.
I gleaned quite a bit of information basically on the impact of 5G, Wi-Fi. You know, I want to hear as much information as I can from biochemistry, physics, mm-hmm. physics background, because I didn't, that wasn't offered to me in my education.
We all got a general education, unless you did the sciences or such. But I cannot fault Natural News. There is comprehensive information there if you track it along each week. There's probably about 10 or 15 new articles a week at least, but it covers a wide range of that. But if you have the capacity.
I mean, it's like we have to, it's a marathon of trying to understand at the same time watching it go up. In my personal experience, I worked for an organic natural bedding company that the whole mm-hmm. ethics of the business was it was green, it was clean. And there mm-hmm. they are, downtown Olympia, 4 cell phone towers on top of the building, and the business is sinking. And it's like that perspective of if you don't know, it could kill you. And
It's worth having an uprising on this alone. But now Trump has done 2 horrendous acts the last week. He's given the GMO industry free rein, free of legislation, and he has given the fast track to 5G. I mean, whose side is he on?
And here in Washington, I have like, there's activists that are sending us posts and direct contact with Congress, senators for our state, And, you know, I rounded up a whole bunch of people to contact, and we're just getting canned responses about 5G. There are people that are reaching out, making telephone calls, writing their Congress, and it's not, you know, we're not really constituents. We're not, our voices aren't heard. Yeah.
Hang on to that anyway. Hang on there. We'll go to the break, and then we'll finish up after the break. Hang on there, okay?
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, very good. We come straight back in. No, you're there, Jenna. The key site that Dubine, this guy Dubine, and he works very closely with Jim Lee, they respect Adapt 2030. I know you have an awful lot of things to look at, but Adapt 2030, you can scroll back to this.
Well, I have completely looked over it. And well, even in the Tutango right now, PJ Barden, .tutango.com, the Barden Report, Zappia's in there, JJ, and he's saying hi, and we have Mervaley putting posts up with the information of the case against Mark Steele. Anti-Logical is a 5G campaigner, calls out Mark Steele. And it's her personal interaction before he even, you know, probably a year and a half ago, where she was doing grassroots efforts against the Wi-Fi in schools, and that's where she had met him. And that, like, I had listened to two of her interviews, that just mm-hmm. narrate their interaction. So it's out there in that there's a lot of information that we need to discern what's up and up. And I just needed to bring that up.
Okay. And one of the things after Divine left AV10 event, he'd been there for the 3 or 4 days, and he had his hour and a half session. But he was delighted who we met there, including Mark Steele, etc. Mark Steele filled in some blanks. He was a professional, this guy, Divine. He was a commodity broker buying coffee in Burma for years, and he saw the crops failing, and that's what brought him into 5 years of research. He's done massive research in this, right back to the beginning of time, and charts on that, and he proves comprehensively that this solar grand minimum, which is well underway now, it happens 180 years, and it's more extreme this time round, is going to just cause food prices to double, treble, quadruple, and famine, and even in America. And people are real prepared. But
it gives me motivation to, you know, just keep, like, I want to get a couple rotations out of each of my garden rows. So mm-hmm. it is motivating me to get better and more aware of working with mm-hmm. these natural forces, because we're in a drought mm-hmm. here. We have not had rain in Washington, South Puget Sound. We are in a drought condition, and it's not.
That's a creator drought. It must be, because the rest of America is getting south.
Absolutely, it's all going to the Midwest. The heavy chemtrails are just pulling all of that moisture somewhere else.
It's deliberate.
High winds in June. They're wiping out the growing produce states.
It's going to get out of my mind about Divine. Key point. His research about food and how the graph goes up and down. We're now in a food shortage, but the people like Cargill have put underground bunkers of grain, and now they'll put the price up. Having kept the price of grain down for 20 years, they're going to let it rip now. Okay.
Right. We haven't seen it yet, okay? But I see it coming.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, we'll
go to this break. I'll just finish off with you after the break.
I want Jim to come on for biochar.
Okay. Hold on. Give me 5 minutes after the break. We'll go to the break, and we'll be back. It's a short break at the top of the hour, and we'll finish up after the break.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.